Tanya for the 17th of Av is in Egedis HaKedesh on page 216. The number at the bottom of the page is 416. We're right in the middle of the page. V'hinei b'od matachten l'moshul. Now we find in the person here below in the physical. Mishu chocham godil. V'haskil nifloiz chochma. Who is a great chocham. And he understands wondrous things. Umitzamtim sichli umachshavte ve'eis echad medibuzei, and he contracts all of his knowledge and his thoughts into one letter of speech. Hinezehu tzimtzum otzum v'yirida gdeilo. This is a great contraction and a great descent l'chachmosei haniflo for his wondrous intelligence. To bring all of his great intelligence down into one letter, that's a great symptom. The same is true also, but infinitely more so. It was a great and incredible symptom. When God created the world through speech, in the 6 days of creation, and with the breath of his mouth, all the hosts of heaven and earth. He is Heshel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, and that came from the letter He of God's name, also Klilo, the simple letter, Kameshakosuv Behi Barom, when they were created, and we translate it to mean Behe Barom, created from the He. He Mokir Hates Maimores. The He of God's name is the source for the other nine utterances, Shanim Shechum Emay Mezishein, that followed after and from the first utterance, which was Bereshis. Because Bereshis, Nami Mai Mehu, because the word Bereshis was one of the utterances, and He, Bechinas Chochmo, and the word Bereshis represents Chochma, Nikras Reshis, which is called beginning. Because Chachma is the beginning of the ten attributes. So the Svira of Chachma is the Moked and the source, the origin of the other ten utterances. Only then, that revelation, that giving, where God expressed himself and brought himself down into the one letter in order to create the world, this was done on his initiative, without any initiative from below at all, not even from the souls. Ki Adam ayin lave, that it says in Bereshis that there was no man yet to serve God. In other words, there was nothing creating the arousal below, the initiative from below, and therefore the creation came totally as an initiative from above. Zaki chofetz chesed hu, only because God desires kindness. V'eilam chesed yibon, and the world was created out of kindness. V'zeu b'hibarom b'avraham. Another meaning of the word b'hibarom is that it was created by hey. The second meaning is that the words b'hibarom have the same letters as the word b'avraham. Because ki chesed li Avraham, because Avraham represents chesed, was the attribute of chesed, and the world was created from chesed, in other words, from an uninvited and undeserved, unearned kindness. Ach habriyas adam la'avda, but after man was created, and the purpose of man is to serve, in other words, to arouse the desire for godliness here below, and that arouses an equal and opposite response from above, azai kol sarusa de le'elo, every arousal above, le'ede midas chesed elyein, to express the attribute of kindness from above, hu b'sarusa de le'tata, must first be aroused by an arousal below. In other words, the first time God created the world, it was an expression of kindness that was undeserved. But since then, since man was created, every kindness has to be deserved. And that is, b'tzdoko v'chesed sh'yisro le'isim be'ilam hazeh, with the kindness and the tzedakah that a Jew does in this world, we arouse the chesed and the kindness of God above. Lochin amrizal kol ha'emer ein le'al teiza b'lig milos chasod and afil teiza ein le'i. That whoever says that he has only teiza, but not gemilas chasod, then he doesn't do mitzvahs, and primarily the mitzvah of tzedakah, then even teiza is not available to him. Ela lasik b'teiza v'gemilas chasodin, but rather the sages advise that a person should study teiza and do tzedakah. Ki hine gam d'eiraisa mechachma nafkis. Although the teiza comes from wisdom, from chachma. And it's through Torah that the world exists. And those who study it, because it's through their speech, those who study Torah and say the words of Torah, that they bring down divine light and so on. Chachma ilah is makir ha-Torah lebechinas esiyas hadibur shebehem nivra ha-ilam. Chachma ilah, which is the origin of Torah, and to the letters of speech with which God created the world, k'may merizal, al tikra banayich ela boinayich, that don't pronounce it, your children, banayich ela boinayich, your builders. In other words, the Jews build the world through the study of Torah. Harei hamshocha zu hi bechinas yezida gdela. This is a great descent, the letters and the Chachma Ilah, which is the source of Torah, is greatly descended, and because of this we have to arouse also Chesed, not only Chachma, hanimshach kamayim imakim gevei alamakim namuch, that flows like water from the higher place to the lower place, b'sarus adilatata, through our arousal here below, through our initiative here below, b'tzedakah v'chesed tato, through kindness and tzedakah. On the human level, shemamshichim chayim v'chesed, that draws down life and kindness. L'hacha yisruach shvolim v'nitkoyim, to give life to those who are lowly and downcast. Zeshekosuv, and this is what it means. When it says al yishalo chacham v'chachmasei, that the chacham shouldn't be proud of his wisdom, ki im bezeis yishalo, instead, what should a person be proud of? Ki ani Hashem eisa chesed, because I, God, do chesed. What is the connection? Ki achesed hu hamamshich chayi hachochma lemato, because it's the chesed that gives life to the chachma here below. Although above, the chachma is higher than chesed, but here below, since the chachma is so greatly descended, in order to give life to this chachma, you have to have chesed. V'ilav harei nikras chachmasei levadei b'liam shochas chayim imenu chas v'sholim. If he does not bring down, do chesed, and give tzedakah, then it is called chachmasei, alone, God's chachma, without the chachma giving life to the world, God forbid. In other words, the statement al yishalil chacham b'chachmasei means that a chacham, one who studies Torah, should not be proud of chachmasei, of God's chachma, which is the Torah. That because that's not the finished product yet. Because the Torah itself, although it is called the source of all worlds, but it comes down into the world but does not express itself in speech yet, God's speech, in order to give life to the world. And that connection between Teza and the actual life of the world, that has to be brought about through the Chesed. The Chesed that flows downwards, that completes the descent into the world itself to give the world life. So al yishalo chacham b'chachmosei, a chacham, one who studies Teza, should not yet be content with the fact that he has God's chachma, because when it's chachmasei alone, when it's only God's chachma, but not also God's chesed, then it is not bringing life into the world. So what should a chacham be proud of? As he finishes the pasuk there in Yirmiyahu, ki ani Hashem eisa chesed. When he brings chesed down to the level of asiya, the doing of chesed, that's what creates the connection between Torah, which is the origin of the world, and the life of the world itself, that comes through chesed that flows like water downward. In the Hayyim Yom for today, for the 17th of Tammuz, the 17th of Av, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek explained the relationship of fire and inner Torah. In yesterday's Shia, it was mentioned that the inner part of Torah, Chassidus, is called fire. So the Tzemach Tzedek explained what is the relationship between fire and Chassidus. Chassidus gives life to the other parts of Torah, to the revealed parts of Torah. A person learns a halacha and knows that after 120 years on earth, he will learn the same halacha in Gan Eden. In other words, on the higher level, on the inner level, that awareness puts a fire into him that he learns the revealed part of Torah with a whole new enthusiasm, knowing that there is a inner part that he will reach eventually, step by step.